And now we begin How to Think, the Liberal Arts and Their Enduring Value. Lecture 1. The Liberal Arts. Where did they come from?
This course is about the enduring value of the liberal arts. And I think the best way to explain what I see as the enduring value of the liberal arts is to start off with a little story about how I got involved in some ways. When I came to Wheaton College for my job interview, that was way back in 1997, it was actually the first time I had ever set foot on a liberal arts campus. I had a PhD in English, but I'd never been to a liberal arts college. I'd gone to a science and engineering focused school at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, and even though it was an engineering school, I had studied liberal arts. I had a degree in creative writing and a degree in professional writing, and actually, my job plan was to be James Joyce. Unfortunately, there were no job openings for that, and it also turned out that my liver was not nearly powerful enough, even though all through college I tried very hard to keep it in training. So I had gone to an engineering school. I'd gone to what people nowadays call an Ivy Plus, a Stanford for a degree in journalism. I'd gone to a big state school at the University of Missouri with a degree in English. And I'd gone to an urban Catholic university, Loyola University of Chicago, where I'd gotten my PhD in English and medieval literature. But I had never even visited a liberal arts college. So I came for my job interview. I was there for maybe a half hour max when I realized that this was what I had been searching for all the time without ever knowing it. That here was a place where people really cared about all the same kinds of things I cared about literature and art and philosophy and science, and putting them all together, how they all related to each other to produce a unified understanding of the world. And I never left. I've been at a liberal arts college now for 16 years. I have no intentions of ever leaving. I have the fervor of the converted. And that's what I want to do in this introduction, is just put my cards on the table. I love the liberal arts. I think they're enormously valuable. I think they prepare students both for success in the world and for a good and happy life. Okay, that sounds great, right? But in what should be the tradition of the liberal arts, I think it's essential to realize that just because I think these things doesn't really make it so. Because there are some contrary opinions out there. There's contrary opinions that the liberal arts are pretty fluffy and vague. Teaching them is kind of expensive. And maybe it's a waste of time and resources compared to other degrees. And also, maybe that there aren't even any liberal arts anymore. There used to be, but now it's just politics, and people would be better off with something else, or maybe better off with different politics. Now, I don't just dismiss these critiques at all, just because I said them in that voice. I actually take them really seriously. They aren't something you can just dismiss, because they're made by very intelligent people, not just by, like, yahoos who don't know what they're talking about, but people who've been inside and seen. However, in this course, we're going to answer those critiques in various ways, in the tradition of the liberal arts. Building up an understanding of a complex phenomenon, piece by piece, with material from all kinds of different disciplines, and bringing it all together so that we can understand how the phenomenon arose and how it functions in the world today. And that phenomenon is the liberal arts themselves. In the end, I think we can really learn from the critiques, and we can have a stronger liberal arts tradition, one that the critics might find valuable and want to be a part of. So that's my goal in this course, is to share what I see as the great value of the liberal arts, while taking really seriously that question, yeah, what are they good for anyway? And I'm even going to give away my answer to that, only in the most skeletal terms. I think the liberal arts are particularly valuable because when done correctly, they teach people how to think, and therefore how to solve very complex problems, the kinds of problems that don't have obvious solutions, the kinds of problems that are enormously important, but at the present state of our knowledge, are not easily approached with more dedicated methods. But that's just a bare assertion right now, and part of learning how to think is distinguishing between assertions, where someone just says, trust me, it's true, and arguments, where they provide evidence. And so I intend to give you some arguments over the course of these 8 lectures. But first, let's just get all our ducks in a row and have a plan for how we're going to do this. So what we'll do in our first lecture is talk about where they came from. Where are the liberal arts from? How did we get them? What are the categories that fit into the liberal arts? And that historical discussion is then going to continue but twist in a certain way in lecture 2, where we're going to look at specifically